During 107 days of COVID lockdown, Aucklanders' lives were dominated by rules. Stay home, mask up, keep your distance, and that's just a taster. So it may come as no surprise that now the traffic light system has the city moving again. Some have been rebelling against parking regulations, refusing to stay in their lane or off the footpath and beaches. And it's leading to gnarl-ups at some popular summer spots. Well, joining us now is Auckland Transport Parking Compliance Manager, Rick Bidgood. Hi, Rick.
Hi Lisa, how's things?
Very well, thank you. Can you tell us what are some of the rule breaking that you're seeing?
I think it's best way to sum it up is we've been locked down for such a long period of time, it's just getting used to what the new normal is. So some of the things are just taking a little bit of extra time, a little bit of silly parking, I suppose, and a bit of inconsiderate activity in on the streets.
Silly parking? Describe that to me, Rick. What does that look like?
Oh, I'm just going to pull up right in the middle of the footpath so I can run in and grab something just here whilst the pedestrians have to walk in the main carriage lane to get around the vehicle that's on the footpath. That type of silly parking, quite unsafe too. So I guess as we emerge back from COVID, be a little bit more considerate and be community-minded would be my recommendation.
So have people forgotten how to drive, or when there were no cars on the road, they could basically do what they want, so they're just keeping on doing it?
No, we were still out and about during COVID, level 4 and level 3 in a limited capacity, but due to the fact we had level 4 and Delta this time around, it was a totally unknown realm for us, so operations were a little bit strained and a little bit difficult, as was the time for all of Aucklanders during that long extended period.
So in terms of interacting with people who are doing the silly parking, how is that going? What level of aggression are your people experiencing?
We're not finding any greater levels of aggression. The things that we are finding a little bit is more frustration points from members of public. They've been locked down for so long that their only opportunity to get into retail, to get into hospitality, and having to conform yet again is being a little bit more challenging for some, but not all, that's for sure.
So I've seen on, I think it was your Instagram account or one of those social media accounts, that at one of the Auckland beaches you had people basically parking up on the sand.
We did, unfortunately, at Castor Bay. It was not too pleasant to deal with. And so, the other side of that is, I suppose, the marine ecology side. Vehicles aren't really meant for a beach. A whole heap of safety reasons. But also, what's the vehicle doing to the marine ecology when the tide comes in?
So what do they think? They're not at the mall or something?
That's a really quite difficult one to ascertain what people are thinking at the moment. But yeah, I guess, you know, it's been locked down, the sun was shining, they jump in the car, they go to the beach, there's limited parking up in the car park, so they thought, oh, boat ramp, we'll drive down, we'll park on the beach. Just, again, not being community-minded or considerate, that's all.
Rick, what's the worst thing you've seen in recent times?
Oh, God, Lisa, I don't think that's really fit for the air. but we've seen our fair share with regards to unreasonable activity, let's call it.
Unreasonable activity? What's that, Rick?
Oh, unreasonable, best way to describe it. When you kind of ask somebody to do something that they blatantly shouldn't be doing, and then you get 150 reasons why they can do it, and they continue to do so for an extended period of time, just unreasonable. And a little bit, I don't know, the cantankerous attitude, I suppose. But again, people being locked up for so long, you've got to expect people to be wound up a little bit more these days.
So are your enforcement people, are they working in pairs these days?
Absolutely. So all the way through level 4 and level 3, we've been what we call double bubbles for safety security reasons, but also buddy control as well. We don't know what the marketplace is looking like at the moment. We don't know what response factors are like. And certainly when we get called into remote areas, it pays to have somebody alongside of you, and that's pretty much standard, and it'll be standard for a little while in the future as well.
So, Rick, you're basically on high alert for trouble.
Not so much high alert. It's high awareness. And, you know, you've got to really have your eyes and ears open with regards to situational awareness and environmental awareness, but also a full understanding of, you know, the pressures that people are in at this moment in time, because it has not been easy for everybody, that's for sure.
So some of the dodgy parking you were describing, what would that cost you if you got ticketed?
Oh, $40, $60. And if you were towed, $130, $140. So, yeah, it's not a very wise decision if your money was tight over COVID, that's for sure.
And the other thing is, you know, as increasingly the weather gets better and people are going to start flocking to the beach, another pressure point was Poinchev Beach. That was another one that people were talking about, the buses unable to get down and turn around there. But, you know, as the weather gets better, people are going to be going more to these hot spots. So what is your message to them?
My message across summer for all of Aucklanders, as we emerge and really enjoy the fantastic weather that's just around the corner, be courteous, be considerate, and be a little bit more community-minded in your choices in not only parking, but how you get to and from and how you use those fantastic spaces that we have in Auckland.
Rick, you seem like an honest bloke. When was the last time you got a parking ticket?
I can honestly say I haven't received a parking ticket since I've been in my role for 14 years, but I did get two bus lane tickets, which I promptly paid. I was having an argument with my partner on the way to an auction and wasn't really watching what I was doing. So in 14 years.
Yeah, well, even the best of us get caught out, Rick. Thanks for joining us. That's Rick Bigood, who is the Auckland Transport Parking Compliance Manager there.